This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to America's immigration courts, bogged down with huge backlogs. Here's the number. About 500,000 cases are stuck waiting. And on average, according to research done at Syracuse University, those cases can take up to 2 years to resolve. Today, let's take a ground-level view, the observations of a former judge who's decided cases in Miami, Boston, and Chicago.
I'm Eliza Klein. I was an immigration judge for slightly more than 20 years, and I retired in January of this year. And now I'm working representing people in immigration proceedings. So starting in the spring of 2014, I started seeing cases on my detained docket of kids, 18, 19-year-old kids who had been detained crossing the border from Central America, and they were trying to get an asylum hearing. I didn't think it was right that the people were detained to begin with. I had a very difficult time justifying that to them. These were kids who were fleeing violence and themselves had not harmed anybody. And I didn't want to send them back. I didn't want to have to sign those orders. I had a young man who was about 18 or 19 from Honduras who was stopped crossing the border and detained, and the asylum office denied his initial credible fear request. And when he came to see me, I was telling him that I had to affirm the decision of the asylum office and he would be sent back. And he was crying and saying, I don't understand. You know, why do I have to stay in custody? I've never harmed anybody. And I said, you know, I can't justify it, but this is what the law requires. And, you know, I did not feel that it was the right thing to do morally to send that kid back to Honduras. But legally, that's what was required. You know, the few cases where you have to send somebody back, those are the ones you're going to worry about for the rest of your life. I retired when I could. It was earlier than I had anticipated, about 3.5 years early. And it was really because I no longer wanted to be part of the system. You know, it's a very significant responsibility, the decisions that immigration judges make. I'm glad I did have that responsibility, but I'm glad I no longer do.
Eliza Klein, an immigration judge for 2 decades. That was produced by Caitlin Esch of Marketplace's Wealth and Poverty team.